Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to the man who thinks Wall Street could learn a thing or two about how business is done on Main Street.
Well, if the good Lord don't like the way I conduct business, let him say something. Let him give me a sign.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you, and very excited about having our friend Jane Jordan Meyer back on the show. Jane is a crisis management expert. She's the author of The Four Stages of Highly Effective Crisis Management, as opposed to the bad kind of crisis management. She's joined us over the years to help us understand how to do this. And as you've heard me say before, folks, and I'm not wishing anything bad on you, but the truth is, if you own a business for very long, it's not a matter of if you'll have a crisis. It's a matter of when. And then the next question is, how will I handle it? Jane Jordan Meyer, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning, Jim.
Good to have you back, and welcome back to the USA. I know you've been abroad. You've been down under it in your home country of Australia.
And I have been.
We're glad you're back.
Thank you. And down under, just a little shout out for my country. We got admitted to the UN Security Council.
Congratulations! It's about time, too.
It is about time. Australia does its fair share of peacekeeping and policing around the world, so I'm thrilled for my country.
Australia and the United States of America have been wonderful allies for generations, and I'm very proud of that relationship.
Me too, Jim.
Yeah.
Me too.
So, okay, crisis management. What are some crises that you're seeing out there in the world that you think are being handled well, and some that you think are being handled poorly?
Well, I know obviously the elections of the presidential campaigning has brought up a big one that has tragically for America, of course, has been Benghazi.
Right.
And it's become a very political hot potato, and I'm going to steer clear of politics,
right,
Jim. But I think what we can do is have a little look at what that means. You know, obviously that's a very big picture and far from small business. But as the New York Times said yesterday in October 17 issue, saying clearing the record about Benghazi, and I think what happens in a crisis is when there are disputes about over who said what and mm-hmm. What really happened. So and who knows what really happened, and I wonder if we'll ever really know what happened, and very tragically people died. But I'm a big believer in a crisis that you've got to come out very fast and get ahead of the story. And of course the president did, you know, he came
and
out
tell
very
the
fast.
Truth, tell the truth as you know it.
As you know it. Now,
as you know it.
As you know it. Now, absolutely. There's been a lot of confusion here. So the rule number one in communicating during a crisis is take responsibility and
mm-hmm.
act fast.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Take responsibility and act fast. Now, I was going through and looking over this, Jim, and there's been six different spokespeople talking about
at
the
least.
At least, plus their spokespeople.
Right, somehow, almost six different messages.
Yes. Now, I'm a big believer.
That's got to be not good crisis management.
No. I'm a big believer in one message and many voices. I actually think
one message, many voices. I like that.
Yeah, one message, many voices. So what does that say? It says consistency, consistency, and consistency. And it's very, very important in crisis crisis communication perspective to agree how you're going to characterize a crisis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what are the adjectives that you're going to use for this? And how do we talk about this? That's critical. Now, when something just happens and there's a bit of this panic and bedlam and you really don't have all the facts in front of you, you have to be very careful to be very macro.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just you know, like Rudy Giuliani.
So in the early days, before you have all the information, be macro, and as you collect information, start getting more micro?
Absolutely. And look,
well, what a great advice that would have been for the Obama administration.
Well, yes, they could have. They did go macro. I mean, the president's first statement was actually really, really well done. It was when there was speculation about what was the cause for it.
Well, here's the thing: as we go to a break, Jane, and I just, folks, this is not a political statement. The thing is, for some reason, presidential politics gets involved in either party. And you've got a conflict between governing and getting reelected. And again, I'm not talking about Obama's administration, any other administration. The most famous one was under a Republican, and that's when you got the conflict. And we'll come back. I'm going to ask Jane about that. Which in your messaging, when you're getting the crisis, trying to solve the crisis, which master do you serve? Shouldn't that be answered? Stay with us. We'll be right back. 22.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.